Tercer documento. Lo escuchará dos veces. Dispone de un minuto y medio para leer el cuestionario.
Do you know what I mean when I say that someone is middle-aged? If you are middle-aged, you are probably 40 years old or older. You have stopped being interested in pop music. You don't go to nightclubs anymore. You have sold the motorbike, which you drove all around Europe a few years ago. You no longer share a flat with six of your student friends. Instead, you are married with children. You have bought a house in the suburbs. You lie awake at night worrying about the mortgage. You own a boring but practical car, a Ford Focus, perhaps. The car is full of the children's things. They have left sticky sweets on the seats and empty crisp packets on the floor. You now play golf instead of going to football matches. Worst of all, your hair is going grey, and you have started to put on weight. To put on weight is a polite way of saying that you're getting fat. Some people, particularly men, reach middle age and become unhappy and dissatisfied with their lives. The years seem to go by more and more quickly. Life has become boring. Yes, you have a well-paid job, but it does not feel like an exciting or worthwhile job. You have too many responsibilities. You want to be young and free again. If you feel like that when you are middle-aged, we say that you are suffering from a midlife crisis. So our imaginary man with a midlife crisis sells his Ford Focus and buys a sports car. He uses hair dye to hide his grey hairs. He starts to wear the sort of clothes that teenagers wear. And he goes to clubs and dances Gangnam Style. And if you don't know what Gangnam Style is, you really are middle-aged. He leaves his wife and children and moves in with his secretary. After a few weeks, his secretary is fed up with him. She chucks him out, and he moves back with his wife and children. Or perhaps our midlife crisis man deals with his midlife crisis in a more constructive way. He finds a new job, which pays less, but which is more useful to society, and which gives him more free time. He loses weight by jogging and going to the gym. He decides that grey hair is a good thing because it makes him look mature and interesting. He says to himself that middle age is all in the mind. If you have a young mind, you are still a young man.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer y contestar el cuestionario antes de volver a escuchar el documento.
Do you know what I mean when I say that someone is middle-aged? If you are middle-aged, you are probably 40 years old or older. You have stopped being interested in pop music. You don't go to nightclubs anymore. You have sold the motorbike, which you drove all around Europe a few years ago. You no longer share a flat with six of your student friends. Instead, you are married with children. You have bought a house in the suburbs. You lie awake at night worrying about the mortgage. You own a boring but practical car, a Ford Focus perhaps. The car is full of the children's things. They have left sticky sweets on the seats and empty crisp packets on the floor. You now play golf instead of going to football matches. Worst of all, your hair is going grey, and you have started to put on weight. To put on weight is a polite way of saying that you're getting fat. Some people, particularly men, reach middle age and become unhappy and dissatisfied with their lives. The years seem to go by more and more quickly. Life has become boring. Yes, you have a well-paid job, but it does not feel like an exciting or worthwhile job. You have too many responsibilities. You want to be young and free again. If you feel like that when you are middle-aged, we say that you are suffering from a midlife crisis. So, our imaginary man with a midlife crisis sells his Ford Focus and buys a sports car. He uses hair dye to hide his grey hairs. He starts to wear the sort of clothes that teenagers wear. And he goes to clubs and dances Gangnam Style. And if you don't know what Gangnam Style is, you really are middle-aged. He leaves his wife and children and moves in with his secretary. After a few weeks, his secretary is fed up with him. She chucks him out, and he moves back with his wife and children. Or perhaps our midlife crisis man deals with his midlife crisis in a more constructive way. He finds a new job, which pays less, but which is more useful to society, and which gives him more free time. He loses weight by jogging and going to the gym. He decides that grey hair is a good thing because it makes him look mature and interesting. He says to himself that middle age is all in the mind. If you have a young mind, you are still a young man.
Dispone de 45 segundos para releer el cuestionario y completar la tarea. Fin de la tercera tarea. Ha terminado la grabación.